From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Have you ever noticed that the best things in life always seem to be on the top shelf? It started when we were little kids and our parents kept the cookie jar way up high and out of reach. Standing on your tippy toes for great wine after this. I want to tell you about a four-star trip for wine lovers that I have personally created for you. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma valleys. You'll be treated like gold while meeting some legendary personalities along the way. Get all the details by emailing me at david@grapeencountersradio.com. That's david@grapeencountersradio.com. There's a wine for virtually every occasion, and sometimes the best way to figure out which one is most appropriate is to match the occasion with the height of your retailer's shelf. Important occasions? Top shelf for sure. Something special but not requiring shiny shoes and dry cleaned clothes? Definitely second shelf from the top. Now here's where it gets tricky. Generally, there's not a huge difference in price between the bottom shelf and the shelf right above it. The big difference is the bottom shelf wines are often mass-produced and are made from less than perfect machine-harvested grapes using recipes and techniques that make them taste pretty much the same year after year. Forgettable wines for forgettable occasions. The second shelf from the bottom can, however, be full of surprises that you won't have to pay more than $10 for. And you have a better chance of getting something halfway decent here than you do winning $10 with a lottery ticket. While these are not hard and fast rules, let me simply point out the fact that there's a reason they describe bad things as going south. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.